Welcome to another Natural Born Leader episode. Today is Tuesday. I'm recording this in the afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. Just got done working. We're planning a bunch of different things, actually. We have a webinar coming up in May, and we're revamping our subscription product, which is the Natural Born Leader Community, and kind of like dropping a lot of the assets from the higher tier programs, especially when it comes to creating, validating, and your build and release offer. We're actually going to be dumping that into the entry subscription community because it is useless for us to monetize and charge someone five figures and above just to validate an idea. We'd rather you validate it for as close to free as possible, and then you go move faster to raising capital by selling the actual services. And then we can work on giving you an infrastructure once you're in the incubator. And then once you're making multiple six figures and above, you can actually jump into the accelerator where we offer you services. Okay. Now, today I wanted to talk about the importance of kind of like moving fast, right? I think as entrepreneurs, we end up focusing too much on potential of people in our business instead of looking at the reality of things. If someone is not, like, forget about potential. If someone is not showing up every day and doing the work, trust me, you're not going to win the war with someone who might potentially be valuable. They have to be valuable from day one, right? I think it's Hormozy who says, you know, you can't take a B player, B minus, or B plus player and turn them into an A player, right? They either are an A player or they're not from day one. And by A player, it doesn't mean people who necessarily know everything you need them to do, but at least who have the discipline and the consistency and the eagerness to become who they should become, right? B players just wants to half-ass things and just get a paycheck, right? And you can feel that from day one. If you feel that as a CEO, just delete. Just tell them to go work at somewhere else, please. Don't waste your time, okay? And use this episode to be a reminder. Do not tolerate mediocrity. Do not work part-time. Do not allow anyone in your business to work part-time. If they want to be part-time, they can go part-time in other businesses. There are multiple eight-figure, nine-figure, billion-dollar companies that will accept you as a part-timer. In a startup, in a company that's still looking to validate ideas, that's still building the foundations, you can't afford to go to war with part-timers because you're going to get killed. You're going to get killed by people like us who have no, whose standards are so high that we don't tolerate anything part-time. We don't tolerate anything that is mediocre, okay? But the beautiful thing about this, when you raise your standards, is that you have to hold yourself accountable to the same standards, because you cannot be a leader that leads just based on rules, but that who doesn't follow his own rules or her own rules, right? That's the beauty of standards. When you raise standards, everybody's standards go high. Everybody's work ethic has to increase. And most importantly, your own work ethic has to follow, right? I can't be here making podcasts about, oh, you shouldn't tolerate mediocre people. You shouldn't da-da-da-da. And then I go in my company and I'm like, oh, you've been mediocre for so long. You should still stay here. No, I'm saying it for free. I'm sharing it as content. But it's also a message to my team. If they're not showing up, because I can't win this war alone. I need people who want to be here, who want to build, who want to go to war with me. And I cannot win a war with people who are all half in, half out, right? I would rather pay someone to not be in my company part-time than to pay them and maintain them in the company while part-time. Literally, I would literally put you on payroll and be like, hey, please retire before I allow you to work and keep a function when you're half in, one foot in, one foot out type of thing, okay? Guys, this is what kills most companies. It's not ideas, it's not the vision, it's not the execution. It's people who are half in, half out, who have no desire to contribute, right? A better company, like I promise you, my ideas are not less of a, you know, they're not, I mean, you could make multiple millions of dollars a month with my ideas, but the difference between me and another company that's doing it is generally how also we run the team. And that's my responsibility, right? Which is why I'm bringing this up, is because this is something that is top of mind for me. It's something that I'm still working on, that I'm still evaluating and working and learning how to structure organizations and lead teams, right? But yeah, guys, keep yourself accountable and keep your team accountable. And no part-timers, please. Bye. That's it. Ciao.